Another arrest has been made in the deaths of two women found in a burning Canton apartment. The repository reports 46-year-old Daryl Washington was arrested by U.S. Marshals in the New Philadelphia area Wednesday afternoon. He's charged with aggravated murder and aggravated arson. Another suspect, Eric Lamar, surrendered Tuesday. 41-year-old Melissa Terrell remains at large on charges including aggravated arson. 42-year-old Katina Spells of Canton and 31-year-old Courtney Yeager of Massillon were found Sunday morning at the Skyline Terrace apartment complex on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Both women suffered severe burns, and police said they had also been shot. A Canton man accused of shooting a woman as she slept has pleaded not guilty to felony charges. 24-year-old Darius Leishman was arraigned August 7th in Common Pleas Court after being indicted by a grand jury. Canton police allege he fired an AK-style pistol multiple times July 3rd, striking Summer Christian in the neck during celebratory gunfire in the 800 block of 20th Street Northeast. Christian was reportedly left paralyzed. Leishman's pretrial hearing is set for August 20th. Man is facing a felony charge after Alliance police say he seriously injured another man during a fight. Officers responded Sunday afternoon to the 500 block of West Main Street. 60-year-old Michael Sejka of Alliance allegedly slammed the victim to the ground and wrestled with him, causing lacerations and facial injuries. Sejka is charged with felonious assault. He was released on bond with supervision, a preliminary hearing set for August 21st. Canal Fulton man sentenced to 17 years to life in prison for sex crimes involving a 12-year-old girl. 19-year-old Tyler Kuhn was found guilty Thursday of rape, gross sexual imposition, and illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. Prosecutors say Kuhn engaged in sexual conduct and sexual contact with a victim and took nude photos between January and October 2025. Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni sentenced Kuhn Monday, who must register as a Tier 3 sex offender. A motorcyclist was seriously injured after crashing into the back of a semi on I-77 in Plain Township. The Starr County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened just before 6 this morning in the northbound lanes near the Belden Village exit. The rider was taken to Mercy Hospital. Northbound traffic backed up toward Route 62 before the roadway was reopened. Massillon Councilwoman Sarita Cunningham will move from her at-large seat to represent Ward 1. Starr County Republican Precinct Committee members voted 4-1 to appoint her to the seat left vacant by Seth Markham's resignation. She must resign her current seat before taking the new position. Cunningham previously represented Ward 1 for 4 terms. Massillon City Council considering a 10-year, 75% property tax break to help urban construction expand and stay in the city. The company plans to build a 12,000-square-foot manufacturing facility off Richville Drive at a cost of about $1.7 million. The Independent reports the project would create 6 full-time jobs and keep 10 existing positions. Council would vote on the tax abatement as early as Monday, with the company hoping to move into the new building by spring 2027. Man is dead after his car left I-77 and hit an embankment in Tuscarawas County. Highway Patrol says 60-year-old Michael Carr of Newcomerstown was driving southbound in Jefferson Township Tuesday afternoon when the crash happened near milepost 74. Carr was pronounced dead at the scene. Troopers say he was not wearing a seatbelt. Drugs and alcohol are not considered factors. The Columbiana County Humane Society asking for help after rescuing 195 animals in less than 2 weeks. The shelter says 113 were seized Monday afternoon from an undisclosed location in the county. Details are being withheld because of an ongoing investigation. The Humane Society has temporarily closed intake because it's at capacity. Mahoning County Coroner's Office has identified a man whose body was found in a Youngstown backyard last week. 39-year-old Bradley Gordon was identified through fingerprints. His body was found Thursday near West Ravenwood Avenue and Hillman Street by a person gathering wood. Police have not said if foul play is suspected. 7 people in the hospital after a bus and SUV collided on Youngstown's south side. Crash happened around 12:20 Tuesday afternoon at Cameron Avenue and Gibson Street. 2 people in the SUV and 5 people on the bus, including the driver, were taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Youngstown man is facing felonious assault charges after police say he forcefully shook a newborn who was left in his care. Court documents say 29-year-old Christian Jones later admitted shaking the baby at the family's Struthers home because it wouldn't stop crying. The baby was found unconscious and turning blue when his parents returned home August 5th. The boy remains on life support, Jones being held on $50,000 bond. The Highway Patrol investigating a fatal crash involving an e-bike in Warren Township. 49-year-old William Blair of Leavittsburg lost control of his e-bike on Todd Avenue around 9 Tuesday night and fell into the roadway. He was hit by a truck and then by a second vehicle. Blair died at the scene. Alcohol is suspected as a factor. The crash is under investigation.